My name's Greg Zeschuk, and I'm the president of BioWare. And
yep.
So one of my job with my other, so the CEO of BioWare, Ray Muzyka, we're co-executive producers, which means we sort of, in a sense, oversee the development of all of BioWare's products. And we're not right in there designing the games anymore. We used to do that sort of back in the day. But what we do is we support the team. And you know, when Mass Effect started, we were there to help us with Casey Hudson, the project director, see the direction we were going. Sort of set that, and then throughout the process, kind of see how things are going, and then finally the fun part, play the game. And
yeah,
so
the last
part, Ray and I have been playing it and having a great time, just seeing how it's turning out. Any advice we can have or support we have to the team, that's what we do. So it's been going very, very well. We're nearly done, and we're very happy with how it's turning out.
How long have you been in BioWare?
I'm one of the founders, so I've been there since the beginning. Ray and I and the third partner founded it, so it would have been really about almost 14 or 15 years. So for the game industry, I'm considered a very old guy. And you know, I don't feel always that old, but so I guess I am. And so right from the beginning, so I've worked on most of BioWare's games in some way. Some I've done myself running them, but many others actually just helping the teams work on them.
Let me thank you for Baldur's Gate, Knights of the Old Republic. I spend a lot of nights playing your games.
That's what I like to hear.
So, Mass Effect is a new IP. Where do what does the idea come from?
I think a lot of times what we try and do with our new IPs is we try and match what we think will work commercially, like as a commercial product, with what the team wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And much of the team that worked on Knights of the Old Republic actually worked on working on Mass Effect, so, and they're very passionate about, you know, the concept of the space exploration and then exploring the universe. And so, you know, when they came to us and said, this is, you know, kind of what we want to make, this type of game, we kind of worked with them and said, yeah, this sounds like a great idea. You know, ultimately, we got to that point where we're talking about having like the ability to explore the galaxy, and this is exciting. And then also, you know, when we all sat down and saw how the story was shaping up, we thought it was a good way to pursue it.
Great. Is there a lot of influence of Knights of the Old Republic? I mean, in the travel between planets, it's far bigger, much bigger Mass Effect, but in a sense, it's quite similar, the concept.
I think the similarity, you know, it's funny, because one of the issues with, or differences between the two games is that time has collapsed, and there's a different, you know, standard of gameplay and expectation between when Knights of the Old Republic came out and Mass Effect came out. And I think the good thing is much of the same team is working on the game, so that Casey Hudson, the project director, the art director, the lead programmer, many of the people are all the same people, so they took the knowledge they had building Knights, and it's, and, you know, it's not, I wouldn't go so far as to say it's a, you know, sometimes called a spiritual successor. It's more, it's more like refined in some ways, but it's very, also still quite different. Like structurally, it's a different game, and what you do moment to moment is different, but there's, you still feel a little bit remnant. You feel, if you play more, it's hard to get from this amount, but you may get a sense, but the more you play, you kind of see, it reminds me of a little bit of Knights.
Yeah.
And also one of the BioWare games, it's like things that will remind people of Jade Empire and other things as well.
But I guess you get more freedom here because it's not based on a well-established IP like Star Wars.
The interesting thing with Knights of the Old Republic is we did actually have quite a bit of freedom because of where it was set. Because it was set prior to the movies, and there very little stuff had been done at that point, they were very, you know, it was extremely flexible and allowed us a lot of latitude when we did. So it was actually very good. It worked out really well.
Well, they are famous because of not letting freedom to developers, you know? I mean, when I guess that most of that is because of the games in the movies.
I think the LucasArts is, you know, is a great company. Does a lot of, you know, the movies are really the important. It's very important to them, the vision of what they're building. So, you know, we were excited to have a chance to work on those.
Great. How different is developing for the 360 rather than the Xbox original or PCs?
It's a little bit different. I mean, structurally, you've got, you know, more processors. There's a few different ways to do things. But, you know, I think the general approach is similar. Like, I wouldn't say that we had to change a lot of stuff. The nice thing about the Xbox 360 particularly, you know, it's got, for a console, you know, a lot of memory. And there's a lot of things that make it good to work on. So I think we've had a very good time working on the 360.
Great. You're looking for a PC version? Not right now, I guess.
Well, you know, what I'm telling people is that, you know, obviously BioWare has a history of on the PC and with a lot of PC fans. That said, you know, we haven't said anything about that yet. We're not really focused on that at all. We're sort of, we're focused very much on getting Mass Effect done, make sure it's very good, and, you know, that's where we are right now. So.
Great. how complex is the, going to the gameplay, okay? How complex is the ethics, the moral system, how deep can you go being good or being bad, and how does it affect the, how the game is played?
Yeah, we actually, as with many of our games, have made sure we have some sort of moral system in the game. We have a sort of system that's a little bit different than we've done before, where it keeps track of both your, you know, good deeds or your, you know, and your more not so good deeds. And I think the way we describe it is the renegade system and the paragon system. So the renegade system, renegade part of it, is, you know, you clear everything will mask because you have the mission to complete. You know, you know who you are, you know what you're supposed to do. And what we do is we measure your steps along the way, and also on the subplots and other things on the sides. But along the way, you know, if you're very ruthless, you become more renegade.
Yeah.
But you know, when you do a good act, the renegade doesn't go down; it stays, but then you become more paragon. So it's actually two separate scales now. So it's not like you know, the concept is, it's not like a single scale that Knights of the Republic and most other games have, where hey, you do something, you rob a bank, and you give away the money, and everything's fine.
Yeah.
You're back to normal.
Yeah.
It's like real life, where and where that comes into play is your ability in some ways to convince people, and the charm and intimidate. So if you're very ruthless, high renegade, and you threaten someone, they're much more scared, they're much more likely to, you know, to sort of listen to you. And also in the end, certain things occur at the end, a couple story things that, you know, you just don't have the options. If you played the whole game as a renegade or a very ruthless guy, you know, it's not reasonable to suddenly say, oh no, actually I'm a nice guy. We kind of limit choice. So there's multiple endings, multiple options that occur at the end, and how you play the game have an impact on that.
Yeah. So it's not a quite guided game with a one path to reach the end.
It's interesting because there's points that are the same. So the very beginning of the game and the very end of the game are, actually it's almost like there's these two points that are, but then the middle of the game is it really is interesting because you can actually do a story planet right after, the moment you get your ability to take your starship, you, like, very very early couple hours of the game, you become a Spectre, you get a command of the Normandy, and there you go, just do whatever. And we tell you very clearly where you go for the story locations, but you can also go other places if you want. So what we wanted to really focus on was a lot of freedom for the player, being able to do things that they want, the way they want to do it, and it turned out very well.
So it's more of a classic Western role-playing game, because, you know, lately we are seeing a lot of Japanese role-playing games, which I personally don't like much, because they are some sort of graphic adventures with just one path and do this and do this.
I think we feel strongly that, I mean, the story stuff, you know, it is sequential, but there are some even branches on the story, of course, but they have all this other stuff around the side. I mean, I enjoy the Japanese RPGs, but the problem I find is that, what you said, but the other side is, they're so long. It's what I'm trying to focus on, like, when I play the game is, okay, how can I get to the end? If I don't have that much time, I really want to see the exciting things. The great thing about Mass Effect, a player who wants to get through it on a reasonable time can do that. It's not super long in this main plot, but, you know, we do everything. Yeah. It's quite a big game. But
side quest.
Yeah, but it's your choice. You know? Right before I came on this tour, I finished the game, and I was like, well, but I only did the middle part, like, right? So I could barely go to any, I didn't go to any planets. I was like, oh, I want to go so bad, but I just went straight through. So it's important, I think, to, we think it's a company to have that balance with the player, that they let the player choose. Don't force them.
Yeah. So today is 6th September. What is the status of the game? It's finished? It's
pretty close. We're in November, I believe it's November 23rd, the announced date. We're still finishing things off. I mean, it's going very well. I mean, I check email the team daily, and it's going good. We're actually at the point now where, you know, the vast majority of the game is finished, and we're sort of finishing final bugs and finishing the performance. There's a few things, really, to get the stability and performance, you have to have very sort of the game not changing much at the end, and people can do their work. And
So the storyline is complete, fixing things, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. No. It's literally everything is in there, and all this. It's amazing how many little pieces of stuff. It's incredible. I've fallen in it. We're just finishing.
I've seen a nice comeback with this person, like, when will we see some sort of Gears of War from BioWare? You know, it looked great to being a RPG.
I think our goal, you know, in some ways, it is the combat is compelling. I mean, Gears of War, I thought, did a really good job of very convincing moment-to-moment experience. You know, but I think Mass Effect does it well. But Mass Effect's interesting because it's different because of the amount of thought you have to put into the game. Like, that's really our goal, is the tactical choices, the RPG system that controls the combat.
Yeah.
Is essential to the success of you as a player. I mean, you saw Matt, the combat, like, I was like, he's playing against Fist this hard. The hardness isn't sort of, you know, it's like, okay, do this here, do this there, move that there. It's about those choices that you make. So it's interesting that it's also the choice of the equipment. You can modify your equipment, wear different armor, modify your weapons.
Uh-huh.
All these things have an impact on how you finish. So it's very interesting how that works.
So we are running out of time. Anything else you want to...
No.